here at the American Hereford Association's Hereford Genetic Summit in Springfield, Missouri, and Dr. Randall Raymond, who is the Director of Research and Vet Services for Simplot Livestock in, I believe, Idaho, just got done talking to us about what Hereford genetics look like for the commercial industry. One of the first things you said was there's no need for one breed to do it all. And you talked about your guys' operation, Hereford, Charolais, and Angus. Share with listeners how you incorporate all three of those breeds.
Sure. So each of those breeds has specific strengths. We focus on Angus and Hereford genetics to build our maternal cow herds, and we try and utilize the versatility of both of those breeds and their maternal characteristics to make females that fit our environment and that will do well in our country. And so things like feed efficiency, ability to forage well, low maintenance requirements, and ability to raise a calf and have good weaning weights are all critically important. Then we use a terminal cross. We use Charolais as a terminal breed to come back and create feeder cattle. So try and make the right number of females to replace our herd and then create pounds of beef with the rest of the cattle.
Well, you already kind of highlighted it, that your two program examples of your two programs, terminal sire program and a maternal sire program. Kind of elaborate a little bit on the traits that you're seeking in both of those programs.
So for the maternal trap, the maternal programs, we're looking for things that will create a really versatile cow. So we want them to have an appropriate profile for carcass traits. So things like marbling and ribeye, we want appropriate growth. Certainly calving ease is important to us and early maturation and growth. We also like to capture all the value we can out of heterosis. So we try and leverage both of the breeds to capture what is essentially free in the beef industry. On the terminal side, we're really trying to push the envelope for post-weaning growth and end carcass traits and certainly feed efficiency. So those cattle tend to get a lot bigger and have a lot higher maintenance energy requirement, but we're trying to get pounds and red meat yield out of the terminal sire lines.
So looking to the Hereford breed specifically, what does Hereford have to bring to the table? You mentioned a strong list of strengths and weaknesses, but let's focus on those strengths and heterosis with the top of that list. But what are some of the others?
Certainly feed efficiency seems to be something they trend towards. You already mentioned heterosis. They also bring to the table docility and a change in the behavior profile. And so those are the main things that we try and focus on. The color marker and the ability to be able to tell cattle that have Hereford influence is kind of a big deal for us as we try and manage things from a phenotypic standpoint.
One of the questions that the audience was polled was what were some of the top traits that as a beef industry as a whole are seeking and what is the industry leaning towards, and then you commented on your three, and they were mature cow size, fertility, and marbling. Why do you feel like those are the top that the beef industry should be seeking?
To kind of put that in context, I think those are opportunities for the Hereford breed to capitalize on. One of our biggest challenges in our operation, and it's probably not unique, but there are opportunities for us to try and make our cattle more moderate. Our cow size tends to creep out of control on us. So finding bulls that will moderate and maybe put a little downward pressure on our mature cow size is pretty important. Fertility is huge because our payday is calves, wean calves. So less bulls or higher fertility bulls can always drive that profitability equation. As far as marbling is concerned, in our maternal programs, we're trying to really create a really solid base so that we can come back with any terminal breed and have a base for sensory traits and carcass traits that we could really take any direction.
Take home message for those in attendance.
Take home message is that there are huge advantages in the Hereford breed. There's huge advantages in every breed. Let's allow every breed to do what it does best and capitalize on crossbreeding and the advantages that can be created for the entire industry. Maybe think a little bit out of the box instead of just what our own little sphere is, whether we're seed stock or commercial producers, and find ways to make the whole industry more profitable.
Talking genetic traits and the beef industry, and specifically the Hereford industry, here at the Hereford Genetic Summit with Dr. Randall Raymond, I am Jamie Johansson.